I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Valle Hill is a neighborhood in Puerto Rico that shouldn't exist. It's a village of private homes on a public wetland. When it rains, it floods. Residents who have water or power probably have it illegally. Few, if any, residents here have title to their properties. And the water project that was to help the residents, it stalled. So too is the effort to build a dike to stop the floodwaters from rising again. And then came Hurricane Maria. I spent time recently in Valle Hill, and I have this report about a neighborhood for which Maria only made a bad situation worse. Alberto Diaz says that by the time neighbors dragged him to safety, Maria's floodwaters were up to his chin. That was more than 4 months ago. Since then, the 68-year-old retired auto body worker has gutted most of his house, ripped out the carpets, and removed the furniture. Outside his home is a small fleet of flooded, broken cars. That one flooded, he says. That one flooded. He sleeps now on a mattress in his outdoor patio. The metal roof keeps the rain away. But it doesn't keep away the mosquitoes, or the roaches, or the rats. No human, he says, should live like this. And if you ask elected officials, humans aren't supposed to live there at all. Valle Hill is a neighborhood built after Hurricane Hugo in 1989. Many of its several hundred families are from the Dominican Republic, some without legal status. Others came here years ago just looking for a cheaper place to build a home. Still more like Diaz moved here without knowing what they were getting into. Some officials say the residents invaded the public land. Some residents say they were invited and encouraged to move there by the city's former mayor. But that's all history now. Invaded or invited, the reality is that Diaz and his neighbors in Valle Hill live in a public wetland.
Nobody has title here.
That's Javier Aponte. He's a member of Puerto Rico's House of Representatives, and he says that without title to their property, residents like Diaz, who lost their homes, can't get federal help to rebuild them.
If you have title, you don't have anything.
A FEMA spokesman says that there are programs that residents can use to get some federal help to pay rent, cover essential needs, and find loans. But still, Aponte says proving ownership is a big deal. The area has long been under the eye of the federal government. After years of review and enforcement, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency decided in 2015 that the environmental problem was largely resolved, but the humanitarian one remains.
There's a public health problem here, more than just people with pink eye and people in bed. The medical conditions are coming from the public health problem.
That's Paloma Ortiz. She's 24 and is a nurse from San Juan. She initially came here with a church group to help distribute food and clothing after the storm, but she says she quickly realized that the neighborhood needed more. Once or twice a week, she volunteers her time to come here to check in on the elderly and the infirmed. When we visited, she cleaned and dressed a painful ulcer on the foot of a bedridden man. She consulted with a woman who has an abdominal hernia, and she checked in with Alberto Diaz, the man who sleeps on his outdoor patio.
We're fighting.
She says he doesn't take the medicines he needs to, and she, in a caring way, lets him know it. Diaz says that here, living mostly alone, he appreciates the help. Ortiz, he says, as he gives her a kiss on the cheek, is like an angel come down from heaven. Janet Losada used to have a house next door to Diaz's, but Maria destroyed it. Losada has lived here for 19 years. She moved here when she was pregnant and looking for a place to call home. And she's mad, fed up with the conditions in which she and her neighbors live. Some of them are Puerto Rican, others are Dominicans here without legal status, but all of them, she says, are human beings. And she says it's not fair what's happening in Valle Hill.
Que no es justo lo que está pasando aquí de verdad.
I met Losada when the governors of both Puerto Rico and New York would be in Valle Hill to talk about hurricane relief. She said she wanted to understand this. What good does a few thousand dollars from FEMA for a new stove do if she doesn't have anywhere to put it? After the press conference, we asked Governor Ricardo Rosselló for an update on what will happen with the residents of Valle Hill.
Of course, the mayor has been working on the dike so that they can also have, their land properties and passed to them. And our commitment is once that is set up by the federal government, then we would give those families their access to their land.
But according to the mayor of the town, the dike plan needs $50 million from Congress to move forward. and it's stalled. Back in his home, Alberto Diaz says he remembers when he moved here nearly 20 years ago. He bought the land off a friend, sight unseen. But when he arrived, that's the sound of his palm against his forehead in exasperation. He realized, he says, he paid for a puddle. But as he speaks, Diaz laughs. Why? Because he says he has to. Without laughter, he says, what else is there? Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.